Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Elton John, ladies and gentlemen, Sir Elton.
Levon wears his war wound like a crown.
That's Levon. That's his first American release. A long time ago. It's still a classic. 23 after the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're rocking and rolling here on the Small Business Advocate Show. And my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with a number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our good friend, longtime 17-year member of our Brain Trust, Sean Doyle. And he's the co-founder of Fitzmartin, Inc. Sean, tell us about Fitzmartin and the website, please.
We work with emerging middle market companies in the B2B space, and you can find out, you can interface with us, this little inside joke for those in Small Business Advocate Nation fans. You can interface with us at fitzmartin.com, F-I-T-Z-M-A-R-T-I-N. And I've written a book, Shift, and it's for business leaders who are in charge of marketing but not trained. So come to our website, you'll find the Shift book, and of course you can buy it through Amazon or just shoot. Send me a note and I'll send you one.
And like we launched,
I'll build Jim.
That's right. Send me the bill. I launched it on the show many years ago. And it is still a powerful book, folks. And then Will Riley works with Sean. And thank you, Will, again for being here. I want you guys to we've set up the purpose, the essentialness of digitally transforming. And you've alluded to some of the fact that you can digitally transform within your budget, whatever that is. And as I point out, Will, you don't have to win the race with Amazon, but you have to be in the race with Amazon. And your you don't have to do everything. You don't have to match customer expectations that they have for Amazon, but you got to get close to that. So my question to you is, will you give us some examples of some specific things that a typical small business owners can do to apply those digital applications?
Yeah, right. First thing that we do with any organization, startup to multi-billion dollar entity, is look at the barriers that there are in sales. So if there's a barrier of, hey, we're not getting leads on our website, we have a kind of early funnel, early stage barrier. If we're making a lot of phone calls and we can't close all the phone calls that we get on our website, there's a barrier there. If we have a live chat and people are leaving and they're not they're not buying from us, if they put something in their cart and then they leave, you know, there's a barrier, there's a gap there. And we run an audit, and anyone can do this to themselves, is you just run a sales barrier audit on looking for the gaps and where you could find easy ways to make additional revenue if you either plug the gap with just some type of strategic shift. But what we typically find is that technology needs to serve a role in those different gaps, whether that's a better live chat, whether that's a better website, whether there's an email automation tool. We typically see, whether it's marketing, sales, or service, once you audit your existing processes, you're going to see that, man, there's three big holes where technology can help me sell more.
Mm-hmm. And these are the kinds of things, Sean, that most of us running a Main Street business cannot. Not only can we not see it or understand it, it's not that we're not smart enough. It's just not part of our way of thinking. It's not what got our business off the ground. It made it viable to start with. These are the kinds of perspectives. We're in an age where you need some kind of specialty thinking and help from professionals for full digital transformation. What do you think?
Well, I'm always a fan of professionals. You know, I think the key thing I would say to the business leader on Main Street is, well, we already touched on, it's easy to get your website up. You don't need the fancy tech. You don't need the fancy agency. What's hard is knowing how to position your business. What is your strategy? And then the thing to the business owner, I would say, look, you've got to understand your business is occurring on your website. Let's say you don't even have e-commerce on your website. Business is still happening there. People are looking for help there. They're looking for, hey, I don't like this thing, mm-hmm. and I want to return it. What's your policy on that?
Their expectations are to be able to click over and find that. As you were saying, anybody can do that. That's not an Amazon franchise. You can do it. Easy.
You know, Amazon, and people think Amazon win because it's easy and it's fast, and I agree with all that. But you know what? The reason Amazon wins is because they have an over 70% customer success, customer satisfaction, and a very high NPS score.
Yeah. Which
people love doing business with them. It has nothing to do. I mean, yeah, that inventory is great.
Yeah, customers do, not so much vendors. But I will tell you, and Will, this is something that I'm beating my drum about. I'm going to keep doing it. I've been doing it for decades. Amazon doesn't have any special sauce. It's the value proposition of a small business, and what we're trying to do is get the message that you're giving us across, that you've got to move that special sauce out to that. To that customer expectations on a screen. What do you think? Last thoughts, Will?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think the good news is that all of us can make that sauce. We can actually go buy that sauce, and that's the difference. We don't have to make our own special. We can just go online, find where our opportunities are to interact with our customers faster and better, interface with them.
Hey, thanks, Will, for being here. Hey, Sean, good job today. Thank you guys for being here. FitzMartin.com is the website. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.